This is To Your Health with Dr. Chad Kingsley, Mojave County Public Health Director, and Roger Galloway. To Your Health keeps you informed on all the health issues facing our country. Be healthy. Stay healthy. Here's To Your Health.
Welcome to Your Health. And, of course, Dr. Chad Kingsley is with us right now. He is the Mojave County Health Director. And we're going to be talking about senior centers today. They certainly play a big part, a big role in our county. It's a little bit unusual in a way, isn't it, that we have senior centers that are run by the county?
It is. This is a great opportunity to talk about these things for our community and really what is Mojave County and how we're unique sometimes from the rest of Arizona. Because we do stand out in a lot of different ways where we're at and up in the corner and close to Las Vegas, but also our history and what our focus is on. And it is. Mojave County is one of the last, if the only last, county that has senior centers run by the county. Most senior centers are run by a city or nonprofit organization. Past boards and the current board have focused to always include our senior population and to meet their needs.
Do we have a particular budget that we adhere to regarding these senior centers?
We do. So it's actually one of the more complicated of all the budgets, at least in my department. It's just there's so many streaming funds. So some of it is general fund from the Mojave County Department of Public Health. But for the Meals as well as Meals on Wheels, that is funded by WACOG.
The Western Arizona Council of Governments.
And so there's about five different regions in Arizona that the state has sectioned up. And it's a trickle down from the federal government. So the federal government, you know, has certain acts that ensure the health of our seniors. And that comes down to Arizona, then Arizona, and that trickles down. It's the same organization for elderly abuse, you know, so any of that. So it provides funding for senior centers and the Meals on Wheels or congregate eating or socialized or activities such as fall prevention or stretching or anything like that helps mobility with seniors. It's varied and wide. So we have funding source from there, from our general fund that we have to support our Mojave County buildings. So for here, the two buildings that we do own for our senior centers is Kingman and Lake Havasu City. We previously did own Bullhead City, but when the city took that over, we transitioned it over to the city. Two of our sites, one of our sites, Lake Havasu, has a 501c3. They have a board there that helps run, and then they go out to help contribute to find donations for it as well. And also in-kind donations from anybody that we always take to the board. So there's a lot of different streaming funds that come in for it. So,
well, let's say you have a specific budget for the center in Lake Havasu.
Yeah.
And their van is... Suddenly, there's a major problem that's going to cost a number of thousands of dollars to replace. Do you borrow from the contingency fund to take care of that? Is that already taken care of in your budget?
Due to our economy and inflation and any time, you know, so we do zero budgeting where we're done with our budget at the end of the year. So any unexpected costs, we do have a little bit written in, but if anything is large, then it does put stress upon, you know, our budgeting. So it's always a concern.
I assume that, like, food, because food is very much involved with the senior centers and the Meals on Wheels, and et cetera, but food prices are going up.
Yes.
That's just amazing. Is that planned for in advance? Do you say, we need to have 20% more this year for food?
So a lot of it is based on our prior year participation. And really, at our senior centers, we're only serving about 2% of our population. Mm-hmm. Of our seniors. And our seniors, just 65 and above, we're about 30% of our population. And then if you include 55 and above, we're looking close to about 55%. So we have a larger senior population. So we are always a little bit nervous, and we don't ever want a wait list where individuals can't come in. So we always want to try to serve our residents. But we also have snowbirds that come down, you know, they from all the way from Canada, and they go all the way down to Yuma and Quartzsite, and we get a smaller percentage of them. But at the same time, they're very mobile. They come and they actually donate to the center. Oh, so, you know, I don't want to disparage them in any way, because they come and they volunteer, they participate, and they actually contribute sometimes significant funds to the center. So It's a challenge. We don't ever want to have a wait list, but they're in the past. 10 years ago, there were some wait list issues of how many we can serve. So if we ever get a rush on it, then we would have to. And then it can be, it grows a growing concern because we do budget out how much food for the whole year based on the year before. So then if our population doubles at all, then we have concerns.
You mentioned 30%, 65 plus in our county. How does this compare to the rest of the state, the other 14 counties?
You know, I don't have all the numbers on me, but we do tend to have a higher percentage than the rest of Arizona. Mm-hmm. But the rural communities are somewhat comparable, older communities. And when you look at La Paz and Yuma, it's very favored, and especially recently. You know, a lot of, they call them California refugees or whatever, but during the last few years, there's been a outflux of a lot of residents from California, and so we've got a lot of retirement. You know, the unique thing about Mojave County is that each area is really unique. You have Kingman and Bullhead, but if you're from Kingman, you can't really say I'm from Bullhead because they're different. And Lake Havasu, too, you know, and you have a lot of secondary homes in Lake Havasu as well, you know, and so each place is a little bit different, unique, but we do have a higher percentage, and we have the highest percentage of veterans here in our county.
Now, that I find interesting. I've got the breakdown here. We have 14.3% are vets.
Yep.
How does that compare to not only the rest of Arizona, but the country?
Yeah, almost double on both of them. So
really? Yeah. We're double.
Yep, of the number of veterans that live here. And, you know, I think it's a favored of... You've served your country, and if you're retiring, you would like an acre or 5 acres of land, you know, and you get to go out and you get to have that tranquility, that peace from the larger areas, larger cities. But in Arizona, so we're about 14%. Arizona's about 9%. But on average, the nation is about 7% veterans population, and we're 14%. So we also have the double amount of most anywhere else in the nation to a veteran. So, and we love our veterans, you know. There's a lot of great resources here for them and stuff, but and we always want to make sure that we're able to meet their needs.
Yeah. We have in our county, a huge county, one of the largest in the United States as far as land mass is concerned. We have three major cities, Lake Havasu City, Bullhead City, and Kingman, of course.
Yeah.
But when you go to the northern part of the county, the communities are much smaller. How are they served regarding seniors?
So it is a challenge. So in Dolan Springs and Meadview, there are a number of retired individuals in White Hills, Chloride. So we always have to consider our rural areas. Then when you go way north up to Arizona Strip, you have Colorado City, which is actually our fourth incorporated city. So we have four actually in Mojave County. Again, a whole different city, a whole different type of population there. And their aging population, due to their history, had predominantly been, you know, in-home care because the families were very close-knit. And it was an FLDS community, you know, and that has since changing. But they haven't really had the concern of it. To tell a quick story on that, you know, so I asked them about a new community centers be opening up there in Colorado City, and they mentioned, I asked about seniors because I didn't see anything. Mm. And they stopped for a second. They're like, you know what, I didn't think about that, but... They mentioned individual, and it was their first senior in the community. He's actually living alone. It was the first one they even knew about, you know. So it'll be emerging in the north. It's not a concern up here. Where we're down here for Meadview and our smaller communities is that access to care, and it is different. We can't get Meals on Wheels out there. Now, Dolan Springs, we can, and we do it through a program called Mom Meals. And so when we can't right now, so Kingman prepares the Meals on Wheels and we deliver there and we deliver to Golden Valley. Yeah. But because Golden Valley, not all the roads are paved, we go to a single spot and drop off, and then community members come and pick up the meals at one specific spot.
So you have volunteers in that area that really help out a great deal.
Yeah, we have drivers that go out and they take the meals out there. So if we ever could expand out to Chloride and Dolan Springs, we would, but then it's cost, you know, it's gas. It's the tires, it's the wear on the, so it's, you know, it raises budgets. But for those individuals that do need it, UPS delivers Mom's Meals. And so we can, through WACOG, we can set up when needed. And Meals on Wheels is very, you know, it's just not for our seniors like, I'm done cooking. I think we all get there. Meals on Wheels is really for those homebound individuals. And also it's a well check, you know, they show up. Yeah. during the when we had the outage with during the past summer, you know, the 3 days when we didn't have electricity in Bullhead and Lake Havasu, and it varied for different homes. Some were longer, some were shorter. There was an individual, and she had fallen during the night and had stayed down and been able to get up, and it was the Meals on Wheels person in the morning. They went and did well checks, you know, and deliver meals and stuff, and they found her. It was in the Herald, the Lake Havasu Herald and stuff. But it was, you know, it was a great showing what a well check is. And they show up, and they have to have a verbal yes from the individual when they go there, and they make. There's some great videos just that from Meals on Wheels that promotes that socialization or just the well check. So it's important, you know, in Meadview, in the smaller communities, good thing I would say about the Meadview and Dolan Springs, White Hills, is that they're more of a tight-knit community. When they don't see someone, they go check on them. So that's kind of what we lose in our larger cities. And so I think also that's appealing to somebody that retires that, yeah, they're sacrificing some immediate access to a larger grocery store, you know, right there, but they get a closer community, somebody that looks out for them.
On a personal level, when I was living in Los Angeles and my dad had died, my mom was living in Lake Havasu alone.
Yeah.
And she loved the Meals on Wheels.
Yeah.
And in some cases, not only her, but other elderly people as well, the only socialization they have on a given day is with that person who comes in with the Meals on Wheels. So they love that. Not only the sandwiches or the food that they get, but that socialization that they have.
Yeah, it's a big component. It actually, you know, there's some great numbers on it that allows individuals, you know, seniors to feel they can live independently. They have longer, with Meals on Wheels or the congregate eating with the socialization, seniors will live longer independently. They feel socialized, but they feel that you don't have to go to a home. They don't have to change their lifestyle. They get to live independently on those points. So, and then even, you know, for Meals on Wheels is a part of it too, is hospitals. So like KRMC, WARMC, or the Lake Havasu Regional Center, you know, they can, when they have a patient, if it's elderly, but also usually for the system. So if they had an operation or they had something and they need that care, but they necessarily don't need to be in the hospital, they can be sent home, and Meals on Wheels can provide 7 days of meals. So a lot of times when you go to your home, you recover quicker, you feel more comfortable, you sleep a lot better than all the beeping sounds around you. And then at that 7 days, you can be reevaluated through WACOG. And the hospitals have that, and sometimes they don't utilize it. And so, you know, it gets somebody home, and then you're also less exposed to pneumonia and different things that you can be exposed to in a hospital. So it's a great program for Meals on Wheels, also what it does there. But the numbers on it, that so 1 day in the hospital will cover 1 year of Meals on Wheels. 1 month in a senior living facility or a home for seniors is the equivalent of 1 year of meals too on Meals on Wheels.
That's so, kind of amazing, isn't it, when you think about it? It shows you about hospital cost. A lot of people would have no idea on this, but when we're talking about these meals, in a given week, what kind of food are delivered to the homes?
So Lake Havasu, they cook their meals. So does Topoc and Golden Shores. Bullhead City, again, which isn't part of the county, the city runs it, and they do an amazing job there. So they're actually getting a new senior center, and they just authorized it. It's going to be a lot larger and have a lot of great services. They're going to start building, I believe, next year. The meals vary. So they're in Bullhead City, and here in Kingman, we have the hospitals cater for us. And the WACOG, which I mentioned, you know, we have to have a certain percentage of carbohydrates, fats, and protein. It has to be a balanced meal. You know, and I go and I help serve at the centers and stuff like that. And it's not exceptional food, I would say. You know, you're not sitting down to a 5-star meal, but it's tasty. It's yummy.
Can you give me an example of one? This is one meal, one of our better ones that you could say.
They have variety. Spaghetti and meatballs. They do, you know, they do, when it's March, they'll do the traditional Irish meal and stuff, the corn.
Thanksgiving, they do something.
Thanksgiving. Like, they'll have the turkey. They'll have the mashed potatoes. On average, they try to, I know, especially like Kingman, I've sat down and watched her do the menu, and she does her best to give a variety. And seniors are, there's certain stuff they know the days, the ones they like. You know, there's some days they're like, you know, it's okay, and I got a meal. Some days they're like, oh, we really like this meal. They know their favorites, and it does. It goes from Italian to regular American cheeseburger and stuff like that, and they're able to provide a good, they always have a vegetable. They always have, some days it's mashed potatoes, gravies and stuff. They have different variety stuff, and that's the important thing, to try to give them a variety.
You change the batteries and your smoke alarms every 6 months. You take the car in for tune-ups every 15,000 miles. But when was the last time you saw your doctor? Yeah, you'll need to find the phone number, your insurance card, and a couple of hours for the visit. But remember, checking in with your doctor is another way to protect your family. Contact your doctor to schedule your annual checkup. And for more ways to take care of your health, visit menshealthnetwork.org.
Let me ask you this, Dr. Kingsley, as far as, let's say, the senior centers themselves, do they serve meals in there, all of them, or
yes, yeah, so they do. So that's the congregate meals.
Uh-huh.
So from the same thing, each center, they coordinate the Meals on Wheels, and then there's the congregate meals. And so congregate meals is usually, it's Monday to Friday, and they do it usually from like 10 or 9:30 to 12, and sometimes there's activities afterwards. So sometimes they can go till 2. Lake Havasu has pool tables. They have Tai Chi that goes on. They have chessboard. So they have the socialization as well there too. Kingman did have that, but due to the past 2 years and prior years and stuff, so we're kind of rebuilding Kingman. But on average, you know, they can have about 100 persons, you know, individuals there a day. And then visitors too. If a visitor does come, they can bring a family member that's visiting, and they just fill out a form, and it's usually $5 or so. And seniors,
it's like a donation.
It's like a donation. Any visitor that comes. So if a visitor does come, they do pay $5. Depending, it's right around $5 for the meal. It might be $6 now with inflation or whatever. But they try to do it at cost. Right. They have family that comes to visit. It's planned for that. Or if there's somebody passing through or out of town, or they used to live here and they know about it, there is that option. You know, there's always a little extra that they do make for those days that we're able to plan out. Because if it isn't used, then it goes into the preparation of a Meals on Wheels. So all the food is used. We're able to extend it out.
The
so.
Food in the congregate setting that you're talking about, is that different from what the meal will be that day?
They're actually the same. And so what they do, so in each city is a little bit different. Lake Havasu, they deliver more on a daily basis, or to cut costs, to help save with gas. So what we do, we'll deliver 3 meals to 7 meals at a time. And so we're required to do one well check a week. Here in Kingman, due to costs, we are down to one well check a week with that. So what we'll do is we'll take one hot meal that day, and then we'll take 6 other meals that are frozen, and we put them in the freezer. We do the well check, get the verbal, see how they're doing, everything's okay, and then know they have access to the meals. We also check the meals. So every time they go, it's make sure the meals have been eaten. And then they have the one hot meal that's delivered to them on that day. In Lake Havasu and Bullhead City, I believe, you know, they're doing daily, where they just deliver the same meal that they cook or the day before. So they just, any meal they cook there, that we have a tray with 3 different slots. They put it in, and then we seal it on the top, and then we freeze it. And then we load it up in the morning and we take it out. You know? So the same meals you're going to get at congregate eating, you're going to get at Meals on Wheels.
Another question is, how many meals do you deliver on a given day?
So looking at our past numbers, so in March, and this will change, but of our 3 sites, which are Lake Havasu City, Kingman City, and Topak Golden Shores, about 5,000. So we did 5,000 meals for all 3 combined. It fluctuates between each one. Obviously, Kingman and Lake Havasu have more. Kingman does Kingman, and some of north of Kingman, as well as Golden Valley. Lake Havasu does Lake Havasu. Golden Shores does right there in Golden Shores, and a little bit of Mojave Valley.
Do you know roughly how many seniors on a given day each driver delivers meals to, he or she has time for?
Yeah, so they'll go out, and it's about 2.5 hours going from each one, and they divide it up to figure out their routes and stuff. I want to say 25 to 30. But you also realize, too, so when they go to from Kingman, then they go to Golden Shores, they go to one spot. So they have to drop all the meals off in one spot, and people have to come in to get them or whatever, just because of the dirt roads, and we don't have the vehicles for the all-terrain vehicles for it.
Are the drivers, are they volunteers as well, or are they compensated for their work?
And that's a big thing, too. We have some amazing volunteers. And Bullhead City, Lakehead said they have over 100 volunteers. So just managing them, and each one has to have a background check. If you volunteer, clear each one to make sure everything's okay. And then with the background check, and then they, half of one or two of our drivers are employees or part-time. They really only drive a few hours, so don't even get insurance or anything like that. They're a smaller number, but we do have a few employees that do that. And some are, you know, a part-time employee. A lot of times they're seniors, and they're retired, but they would like that part-time job, so we're able to provide. With our finances, I think we're usually just one or two at Lake Havasu in Kingman, and the rest are volunteers.
Do you know roughly how many people one given driver serves or is able to serve that day?
Yeah, so, you know, so like when it snowed here, I went and someone of the drivers wasn't able to make in when we had our, you know, mini blizzard here in Kingman.
Oh, yeah.
So on that day, and so I went out and I did a delivery, you know, as I did a route. And so on that one, we did about 25, so one route.
People kind of amazed that the health director has just dropped off a meal at my house. Do you not tell them?
I usually don't tell them. I just say, hey, how you're doing, you know, part of the crew. When I'm at the senior center, too, if I get asked, oh, where are you from? I'm just a head janitor. Just what I say, usually, or whatever. When you work with seniors, you fall in love with them, you know.
Sure.
They just have a wealth of experience in their jokes, and they all have, some have ornery days, some have wonderful days, and you just love them for who they are and stuff.
Sometimes they want you to stay longer than you're really able to,
oh,
right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
they want to talk a little bit or have a nice conversation.
Yeah, for one of the days, and I really wish we could do it more. For Christmas, I brought my family, and we played the piano, and we sang songs and stuff, and so they've asked for my kids since then, you know, when are you guys coming back? And I feel bad, we've been so busy. They love that. So if there's any community members out there, you know, and you just, even your family, and you want to come and volunteer, you want to, if you can play the piano, and each place has a piano, and seniors love that. If you want to come, most of them start the day with Pledge of Allegiance. They love, and then they sing the national anthem afterwards a lot of times too. And we have that many veterans, and somebody that comes and play the piano for them, just the national, they love that. So if anyone out there wants to volunteer, or a youth group, or wants to come and just help, you're more than welcome. We love to have anybody in the community that like to just come and visit too. So
many of the volunteers, I take it, I think one of the things that happens in our county or is noticeable is it's very difficult to recruit young people to be volunteers. The volunteers, I would assume, are mostly elderly themselves or seniors.
Because we have a higher population, you know, in retirement, and retirement's wonderful until about a week into it. Then you realize that, wait, I got to do something.
Yes.
It's the first for a lot of people. So then they go out, or they're the same volunteers that come and eat there, and they're like, oh, you know what? I have time. I'd like to contribute. So we have a lot of people that come for the congregate meals, and they realize I'd like to volunteer. So a lot of our volunteers are seniors themselves, which is amazing. Especially Meals on Wheels, a lot of times they know the resources in the community. Mm-hmm. They, you know, and they're kind of peers, and so they're able to connect to each other. Oh, well, you can go here, you can do that. So they're great on that point.
The statement you made about Mojave County is the only county in the state of Arizona that has the senior centers. Most of them are run either a nonprofit or by the city itself.
Yeah.
I think it's a credit to the county that we do that.
Yeah.
I think many people in our various cities, in Bullhead City, in Kingman, in Lake Havasu, have no idea that they're county run.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be correct? I mean, a lot of times you think it's like the libraries. Some people think the city runs them.
Yep.
You know, not the county. Is that important or not?
It's just different. Really, that's what government does, I would say, a lot of times, is they fill in those gaps where it's needed. And Mojave County's done that for so many years. If it's a city government or, you know, nonprofit providing it, I would say that's the flavor of Mojave County. Sometimes we do things different. And and so the supervisors have seen, you know, for the past 20 years that, you know, that's an important factor, and that's something that needs to be delivered. And, you know, they're great centers and the things they offer. And so Mojave County has held on to them. Will that always be the same? I'm not sure. But what Mojave County supervisors of the cities, I think, will always guarantee is that they're senior centers and that they're operating. So one way or another, we're always going to make sure that's provided. And then, you know, even if we didn't run something, we would, public health, as well as any of our other departments, can go in and can contribute. So many times we would, if we didn't run it, we could still go in and do fall prevention or, you know, get a grant for seniors to go in and provide education there and stuff. So we'd always participate too. So wherever, you know, wherever it's at, and right now it could be many years and stuff, but, you know, it's always up to the decision of the county and the cities and how best to operate and to analyze that. So
we're under very tight budget constraints this year and for the foreseeable future. I'm wondering, do you see any area whatsoever where this, what's done at our senior centers, can be expanded or modified upward in some way in the cards? Is that possible? And if any kind of additional service would be provided, what would it be?
So we do have, this budget year coming, we do have an increase in the general fund for our senior centers due to inflation during the cost of meals. ORMC and KRMC2, which have been amazing partners, they too are, you know, incurring costs that increase food costs, and it's always going to be reflected, and we always try to get the best we can at, you know, cost and we work, but it's just where we're at with inflation. And you know, and there's, we've had lean years with our senior centers. And so some of our maintenance and then there's upkeep on the buildings, right? Mm-hmm. And some of our, one of our buildings, it's even Lake Havasu, which looks like a beautiful building on a golf course. It's getting over 20 years, I believe, you know. So Kingman, we're going on 40 years with this building, I believe, or so. The yeah. Catherine, I can't remember the building over there for that we have on Airway. You know, and so it, we are looking at a remediation on the building there, where we're going to go in and replace the floors and the ceilings, and we need to look at some of the pipes and different things. But that's all cost,
sure.
You know, that the
sure.
county has to incur. And improvement, yes. And I think eventually, you know, as same thing where Bullhead City's at, I believe the county or, you know, cities would have to look at eventually. So Bullhead City's recognize we've had a great center, but we're outgrowing it. You know, and also it's not serving us as best we could. And so they've started a new building, you know, so they put in and the city have done that. So eventually I believe the county is going to have to look at that. So we are getting to that point that we need to start considering it. But you know, that's, it's kind of out of my realm. I'm here to make sure it runs correctly. And you know, bring it to the board and say, this is what we need to correctly run it and deliver the program. And these considerations you need to consider, and that's really for our elected officials, you know. But I'm happy to implement it, whatever they say, which way. So,
as far as each of the senior centers is concerned, there has to be, I guess, someone there
yeah.
who runs it.
Uh-huh.
Is that person a volunteer, or is that person a paid county employee?
Paid county employee. So we have a site coordinator and an assistant at each of our sites. So we have two employees. In Lake Havasu, we have a cook and a few line cooks, as well as staff,
mm-hmm.
A dishwasher. So yes, so we have that at each two sites, and then one or two of our, for our drivers, our employees. So so that does, and again, it's a balance of between the general fund budget, as well as WACOG, as well as any in-kind donations. And behaviors, and Bullhead City does the same, you know, so the city puts in so much, and then the site council and the 501(c)(3) seek after grants and try to help pay down, you know, and contribute to that general fund, so it's not much of an impact. So it just depends on where they can get grants at from and how to help sustain it, and in-kind donations, you know. And so I know there in Bullhead City that at Smith's, that if they go, and when you go to check out, sometimes it gives mm-hmm. you the option to be able to pay for a senior meal or something. That's where it goes. And then on, you know, just to put a plug in, when you go to do your taxes, you know, I believe it's like state taxes is $400. If you do a donation, you actually get a pretty good something with your taxes. You get a reimbursement, or, you know, it helps. If you do so much, contribute so much to a charity. And so if you have something you need to contribute to, a senior center is a wonderful mm-hmm. thing. And so we started doing offering tax services at tax time, and like, well, if you haven't made this contribution, you'd like to, it actually lower how much, you know, you'll be paying in taxes. And so if you'd like to contribute here, and it helps, you know. And so it also is a way that, like, well, I know where my contribution, it's going directly to the senior center to help, you know. So it's just things like that we need to involve the community. But I do see these boards that we need a champion, and it's mostly senior citizen, but a lot of these are retired CEOs. That they're amazing there in Lake Havasu, the board that in the council board over there that helps run it, and they're the ones that go after grants and stuff, and they help on you know, contributions and stuff. They're amazing members. And same in Bullhead City, they have the chair of the board is amazing, Irene, and she does amazing work. And she legacy grant too. She's gone to Home Depot and got $5,000, you know. So they go out in the community, but you really need that one champion too, that volunteer champion that helps on the board to really make a difference. So looking for one in Kingman if anyone wants to volunteer. But yeah, so it does contribute. So
all right, well, Dr. Chad Kingsley, you've been listening to Your Health, and we'll be back very soon with another program. Thank you again.
Great, thanks.
To Your Health with Dr. Chad Kingsley, Mojave County Public Health Director, and Roger Galloway. Be healthy. Stay healthy. Here's to your health.